practice test. In this section, you will listen to 4 lectures and 2 conversations. You will hear each lecture and conversation 1 time. After each listening passage, you will answer some questions about it. Most questions are worth 1 point, but some questions are worth more than 1 point. The directions indicate how many points you may receive. You will have 30 to 40 minutes to both listen and answer the questions. The questions ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means you will hear part of the lecture or conversation again. When you are ready, press continue. 1. Psychology. Listen to a lecture in a psychology class.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the wisdom of crowds theory. This theory states that crowds are wiser than individual people when making decisions. Let me go over how this theory works in a little more detail. Now, the best setting to test this theory out is, surprise, surprise, in a crowd of people. Let's say you have 1,000 students, and you ask them to guess the average IQ or intelligence of a university student. Well, you'd probably think that a few intelligent individuals would get it right, but that most people would get it wrong. But according to the wisdom of crowds theory, if you take the guesses of all the people in that crowd and then average them, that average will be very close to the correct answer. In fact, it will probably be more correct than nearly every single individual guess. This could mean that over the course of many decisions, the collective knowledge of the crowd will win out over nearly any single individual. Okay, so I'll give you 2 examples of how the wisdom of crowds theory has been shown to work in real life. In the first example, we'll look at a famous game show. If the contestant of this game show doesn't know the answer to a question, he can do one of 2 things. He can either ask an expert or the audience for help. As the theory would predict, the crowd was correct 91% of the time. The experts were correct only 65% of the time. That is amazingly accurate. Now, for the second example. A professor once asked his students to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar. There were 850 beans in the jar. I played a similar game when I was in school, and I can tell you, students are usually way off when they guess individually. Anyway, the crowd guessed 871, only 21 jelly beans off. Only one person guessed better. It's remarkable how close the crowds get to the correct answer. It's exactly the opposite of what one would expect.
1. What is the main idea of the lecture? Two. Listen to part of the lecture again. Then answer the question.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the wisdom of crowds theory. This theory states that crowds are wiser than individual people when making decisions. Let me go over how this theory works in a little more detail. Now, the best setting to test this theory out is, surprise, surprise, in a crowd of people.
Why does the professor say this?
Now, the best setting to test this theory out is, surprise, surprise, in a crowd of people.
Three. What does the professor imply about guessing the average IQ of a university student? Four. According to the theory, how will an above-average individual perform against the crowd over time? 5. What does the game show example illustrate? 6. What is the professor's view toward the accuracy of this theory?